Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Happy Mom's Day weekend to everyone who's celebrating Mother's Day worldwide. Thank you again for your love and your support and your listenership. Since the premiere of the first live episode, March 21st, 2011, I am your host, producer, Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Unbelievable. I mean, so many of you, the beginning of the show, I talked much about my mom. Mom was even a guest of the show. So it's unbelievable that it has. This is the third Mother's Day. Mother passed away December 4th, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020. Unbelievable. It is our third Mom's Day without Mother. And she loved my real life, my friends in person, our friends in person. And she loved the listening audience and all of my social media friends. She felt your vibes and she loved the messages that you all sent. And she had hoped that you all would follow her instructions of those recipes that she shared in a couple of episodes also. I always told her I would compile a book of some of our favorite recipes throughout my upbringing and my adulthood that she and my aunts and friends and relatives have shared, Southern cuisine and the gatherings and special moments that we've shared, from small events to large events, Southern style. It's just always fun. Good food, good people, and good drink, all in fun times, memories. But again, happy Mom's Day to everyone. And big shout out to Terry. Happy Mother's Day to his mom, my aunt. My Aunt Midge, my Aunt Christine, my sister, my nieces, their moms. I have a nephew, one of my nephews is a dad. And those that are that, dads that wear both hats. So I had a son. I'm a mother. I gave birth to a son, and some of you know, Tira and I, we lost we miscarried. Months ago, and stuff like that. So definitely keep Tira and I in your prayers also, because we need the prayers. Been longtime friends and celebrating more than a year to take and elevating our relationship. And I was not going to talk much about us, but that is this part of it. Also, right before the show, I wanted to get Mother's Day, make my Mother's Day shout out. But right before the show started, the mayor of Jackson ended his press conference. So I was going to go with notes from the governor's press conference, but since the mayor just finished, I will go straight from his press conference, which there are good reports regarding the city of Jackson. Our mayor, Lumumba, is very strict, like the mayor of Atlanta and many other mayors in Mississippi and throughout the country. Follow the guidelines, the federal guidelines, the state guidelines, and county and city, but still the city is the mayor's domain. And thank God by our mayor being strict, he announced that, the city of Jackson, the city of Jackson in Mississippi is the capital, but then it's also the largest. All capitals are not the largest also in throughout states in America. But not only is Jackson the capital, Jacktown, but it is also the largest. But the city of Jackson have lower rate of cases and deaths within the state. So bravo to the mayor, the city officials, and the citizens, and those of you that travel here. Yay. We have a lower rate of cases and deaths within the state. Lower rate based on national average of cities of my size, of the city of Jackson. And another thing that's amazing that the mayor mentioned, we have the symptom collector, and we are the first city within the world to have the symptom collector to be able to document data on the effects of COVID-19 coronavirus. Right now, the state of Mississippi is at 404 new COVID-19 cases and 13 new deaths. And the mayor announced some good news that, you know, we're still on executive order, but he announced that some businesses can begin to open. So he's announcing it now because in a couple weeks they can begin to open under certain restrictions of the guidelines. Definitely got to, you know, got to abide by the rules, by the restrictions, by the guidelines. You know, employees and owners must have their mask and their gloves, and businesses from gyms to hair salons and barbershops must deep clean and sanitize from top to bottom and follow the guidelines. Or, you know, and since many have received their PPP monies also, which I'm still waiting for the EIDL, and many others are also, but those that have received the PPP, they can go ahead and get some things done and get their proper PPE also. So the mayor mentioned how he respects and appreciates that it takes time for the businesses to reopen with these restrictions. So that's the reason why he announced it right now, because he understands that it takes time for the businesses to prepare to reopen. And so a big shout out to the mayor. And, you know, I know him and I knew his dad. His dad was an amazing friend and mentor of mine. So he is doing a great job, and he worked, and he keeps in touch with the governor, and he mentioned how he keeps in touch with other mayors throughout the country, some that are friends of his also, and some who are strict, some who are not strict, and all in between. But at the same time, he and his staff, they determine what's best and safe for the city so we can slow the spread. And the Mississippi Coronavirus Hotline, which operates from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., is 1-877-978-6453. 1-877-978-6453, and it's 7 days a week. And there have been some, today is like a historic day also regarding jobs reports and all. So I'm going to go ahead and talk from my notes from the governor's press conference. And he announced that gyms, salons, and barbershops can open, but under strict guidelines, CDC guidelines, the federal guidelines, deep clean daily, hand sanitizer at the entrance, everyone must have on mask. I'll reshare both. I've already shared the mayor's press conference. I think I have reshared the governor's press conference also. So you all listen to that. The guidelines, there are guidelines for beauty salons and barbershops. Clients must wait in their cars until it's time for their appointment. No waiting areas will be open. So the owner and the staff will beg for the client to come. And I believe they take your temperature to make sure that you're not feeling under the weather before they service you. And also the governor said that also if you're 65 and older, there's a risk of going out dealing with the public. So use your best judgment also. And that's for all of us. Use our best judgment. So yesterday I had on my mask. Usually I have like a glove or a bandana, but I had on my mask. Thank you. Because I need to order some masks. I have gloves. My tax preparer, Tim's Tax Solution, had given Terry and I some masks. But Terry wear his mask. I wear like scarves and bandanas. But I had my mask and my gloves on, and I went to Walmart. And I mean, it's required in Walmart. The workers and the customers must have on their mask. And that's a good deal. But one thing I do notice, and I mentioned it before, it appears to me that men wear their masks more than women. When I'm observing, I'm observing like men wear their masks more than women. I don't know if we think we're invincible or not, but I don't think so. I hope not. But the safer at home order has been extended also here in the state of Mississippi to 8 a.m. on May the 25th. Memorial Day is coming up to the end of this month, you know, so that is going to be interesting also. I know that it's a holiday also, so been enjoying watching international figures from the president to the queen and others recognize World War II memorial activities also. So I had taken some other notes from CNBC that I had watched, but you guys definitely watch those press conferences because they fill with a wealth of information. Dr. Michelle was not in, but Director Michelle was not in with MEMA, but his assistant was there to provide a report, Stephen McCraney, the MEMA chief deputy, and he shared information and also reminded us that it's hurricane preparedness week. This week has been weird in the Deep South. It's been like extremely hot. Then it's been like hot sunny days, cloudy. It didn't, like yesterday, it was really, really hot. I had on like a real short sleeve blouse, and it was really hot. Today it began to storm, and now it's a cold front going on. And David Hartman on ABC affiliate WAPT 16 just announced that Sunday morning on Mother's Day it's going to be a real cold front. You know, and a friend of mine that's a bus driver with J Train City of Jackson, she and I had just talked about on yesterday how the weather has been so different. So this is something. I know many of you around the world probably have been noticing the same thing in your regions, how the weather is just different. Because I think I've seen where there's like a snowstorm hitting the Northeast on Mother's Day weekend. That is something. Also sending love and prayers to you all also. But as I was watching CNBC, the breaking news midday report, Steve Liesman, that you know, the CNBC reporter who talks about business and money, he said that Hispanics are the hardest hitting the job market. So that caught my attention. And then there was an interview with Secretary Eugene Scalia, and he mentioned that it's important to have enforcement tools if companies don't keep workers safe. And he said that he believes that the PPP has been an enormous success to businesses. And he also made a note that one cannot remain on unemployment insurance if job becomes open again and you decline an offer. But even Terry, right before I came on the show, he was asking me about ways to file for insurances and all of that, because so many people want to know information on that. So in the state of Mississippi, you visited the Department of Employment Securities, and in your state, you know, whatever that department is, if it's the same name or similar, you know, contact them and Google it and Google, you know, the insurance claims in your state. We in job centers are places where people can contact also. So, and I know they also provide a number. I don't have the number, but I know here in the state of Mississippi, I believe it's mdes.gov, and you can seek jobs or file unemployment insurance on the website also. Also, there was breaking news about U.S. oil and gas rig count falls, and it's a historic low since September 2009, which is putting pressure on prices. And again, the big news internationally, nationally, and in local news has been the historic job losses. But there was talk about places that, because some businesses are like booming. I mean, they're not being affected. They're getting more businesses, and but then you know there are some that just you know cannot reopen or are doomed. But Let's pray everybody, and most people can, even though they cannot open their businesses, let's pray a miracle happens or they reopen something new in the near future. So that has been some of the news. And so I'm going to read like the breaking news at the bottom of the screen on the ABC affiliate 16 WAPT. Also, again, customers must wait in their vehicles until their appointment time, and they are called for screening before entering. For example, at salons and barbershops, customers must wear a face covering, such as cloth mask, while inside at all times, unless they're receiving a service that would be impeded by the covering. Like, I mean, skincare, I mean, estheticians and skincare, if you're getting a facial, how can you have your mask on? The entire gym must be deep cleaned, disinfected, and sanitized top to bottom. After opening, gyms must be deep cleaned daily. But I thought, one thing about, you know, it's, to me it's kind of weird that beauty shops and barbershops and gyms must be closed, because those are the most clean, the cleanest businesses anyway. I mean, that is part of the business, to have, to sanitize and have your business clean. Those are the, so, and then, beauty, in my opinion, in my thought, in my know, beauty shops, gyms, aren't those essential services? They involve our personal hygiene and good health. I'm just saying, gyms are encouraged to limit customers' time to a max of 1 hour per day. Classes or group exercises are allowed with customers maintaining a minimum of 6 foot distance apart. So gyms can open, beauty salons can open, barbershops can open. This morning, the U.S. government reported unemployment hit 14.7%. 20 million Americans lost their job in April amidst the pandemic. Even these grim numbers would not fully capture the scope of the damage the coronavirus has inflicted on jobs and income. Many people who are still employed have had their hours reduced. That's a horrible feeling. Others have suffered pay cuts, another horrible feeling. So next episode, we talk about, like, where are the jobs and good ideas for regarding home-based businesses, like selling Avon, selling Amway, or CTFO, or HB Naturals, or getting into flipping houses or something. But cases since March 11 is now 9,090, with 409 deaths in the state of Mississippi. The number of cases at long-term care facilities around the state has risen to 1,091. The Mississippi Department of Health reported 4,421 presumed recovered cases. Safer at home order extended. Governor Reeves has extended his safer at home order by another 2 weeks until 8 a.m. on Monday, May the 25th. In an effort to continue flattening the curve while allowing Mississippians to get back to work safely. And also check out Tino Brown's page and his Zoom meetings, because he's working on some awesome things. And a big shout out to David Harris and Levi, awesome guys in LA and Beverly Hills, California. Also, the guidelines begin the process of slowly and safely reopening salons, barbershops, and gyms. before salons, barbershops, and gyms can reopen, the entire salon or barbershop must be deep cleaned, disinfected, and sanitized top to bottom. After opening, salons and barbershops must be cleaned daily. Hand sanitizer must be placed at all entrances, minimizing person-to-person contact through technology like mobile or online reservations and contactless payment is encouraged. I just have a speech impediment, you guys. Some of you know this. Chairs are to be rearranged. So that gave me like a flashback. Rearranged to ensure at least 6 feet between each customer and be sanitized after use by a customer. Third grade, I nipped that in the bud, though. I had my third grade teacher to get me a speech pathologist. All employees will be screened daily at the beginning of the shift, including asking whether they have been in contact with a confirmed case of COVID-19 in the past 14 days, and have they had a fever in the last 48 hours. I don't know about you guys, but I'm doing my best to stay in great health and keep my immune system built up. Face coverings must be provided to all employees who come in direct contact with customers. Employees are required to wear that face covering throughout their shift and clean or replace daily. All waiting areas are to remain closed. Customers must wait in their vehicles until their appointment time, and they are called for screening before entering. Customers must wear a face covering, such as cloth mask, while inside at all times, unless they're receiving a service that would be impeded by the covering. Like if your beard need to be trimmed or your mustache need to be shaped, how can you have your face mask on if you need that service? Before they can reopen, the entire gym must be deep cleaned, disinfected, and sanitized top to bottom. Gyms, after opening, gyms must be deep cleaned daily. Gyms must close to the public by 10 p.m. each day. Exercise machines and equipment must be rearranged and or deactivated to ensure at least 6 feet between customers. All high-touch areas must be sanitized at least once every 2 hours. No more than 30% of the gym's maximum capacity. Gyms are encouraged to limit customers' time to a max of 1 hour per day. Classes or group exercises are allowed with customers maintaining a minimum of 6 foot distance apart. Just to check on my Planet Fitness membership, and then I had, right before the pandemic hit, Anytime Fitness had a program going on, like 28 diet days to do something. So these are some of the same reports that I have read earlier regarding these grim numbers would not fully capture the scope of the damage the coronavirus has inflicted on jobs and income. Many people who are still employed, and as I've shared this, but I'm going to repeat it, have had their hours reduced, which is not good. Others have suffered pay cuts, which is sad. So I had in the title, I think we were talking about American made and Mississippi made products. So I will make a shout out because I want to really go in depth talking about made in the USA and Mississippi made items and other items that are made in various states. But I stumbled upon a Mississippi produced product when I was in Corner Market earlier this week. And it was a very tasty light beer called Southern Prohibition, made in Hattiesburg. So when I shared a picture of it because some people had not turned me on to this. And my sister said she liked it because she's a Budweiser drinker, and sometimes light beers get to her, but she found it very appealing, and I really enjoyed it. Southern Prohibition, and I believe Terry liked it too. He enjoyed it. Big shout out to them. And the logo reminds you of USM, Southern University, Southern Mississippi logo. So it's very cool. So check that out. So I just want to make that shout out because I like to follow what I have advertised that would be topics on the episodes. Next week, I definitely believe it, we're going to return to the call-in, chat room, guest co-host format. And so, because that means Cousin Linda, Reg Roughneck, that dude Mike, Terry and I, we're like, you know, the Beyonce, Jay-Z song, Crazy in Love, the Prince song, Strange Relationship, that's us. But he's looking forward to being a part of the show also and talking about, because we're nerds, and talking about a variety of topics. And I'm excited about that. I know you all are glad too, because we talk about stuff on the page and in Messenger, and sometimes we video chat some of us. Some people I cannot video chat with. We have to get to know each other better. But when we get on that call-in chat room format and then do more Facebook Lives and Instagram stories, oh, my God, it's going to be on point. Because we need to share our thoughts and our opinions and facts on various topics. And definitely I'm looking forward to guests that have been on the show and guests that have been, like, waiting, like Sean Alexander Hamilton. He's ready to come on the podcast and talk about his books on wealth and creating wealth and love. And now he's having a new series regarding dreams. So that is amazing. And just so many in music and business, and those that just want to talk about hot topics are ready to, community activists are ready to come on, because it is an entertainment lifestyle show. And we're ready to talk, and we're definitely looking forward to Belinda Macy of Pure Romance returning also to talk about what's hot in intimacy and love products. And I love her intimate advice, intimacy advice and all of that good stuff. But it's just been amazing. Let's see. We've been on like 30 minutes. I think I scheduled a show for 45 minutes. Since we're getting back to the call-in format, chat room format, and then we'll be Facebook Live and Instagram stories, let me remind you, get some music to me, and send your media kits also, those of you that would like to be guests. So definitely get the music to me and your media kit so you can be a guest also. So I can include on my playlist, and also your PSA, your PSAs. You know, I love to share awesome PSAs. A big shout out to No Labels also, and Rock the Vote, two organizations that I'm a part of also, bipartisan. Big shout out to my fellow Republicans, and big shout out to all my bipartisan friends also that I enjoy working with. Okay, send your music either by WMA or WAVE, WAV and M3 for Mac, 100 MB is the limit, okay? So definitely send music. Thank you so much, those that already do. But definitely send it in the proper file so I can upload it onto the playlist. And I will also, you know, I have podcasts on Springer also, so I upload it on that playlist also. So send me your media kits and send me some great music with your permission to add to my playlist. And you never know, you might end up being 30 seconds of your song or 60 seconds, or the entire song might end up as intro for the podcast. So really appreciate you and thank you for keeping in touch with me, keeping in contact with me. The email is KULTURESHOKENT_Beth, CultureShockInc_Beth@yahoo.com. Let me repeat, KULTURESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Email me. If you'd like to be a guest co-host, if you'd like to be a guest to talk about business, community, interesting topic suggestions. I have some interesting topics to talk about, you know? And like one topic is a relationship topic. How you love experts. How do two broken people make a successful relationship? People with baggage, but people that want to make a relationship really, really work because they know love is there. But one question I always ask couples, and I've always done this since my late teens. I've been married twice. Before I married my first husband, I should put a book together. What is the secret to your longevity? And I have received some amazing responses. Some people I asked in Terry's company. And I guess throughout my life I've asked in the company of my significant other. But some of the amazing, number one, keep Jesus Christ, keep God first and center, which yes indeed. That's one thing Terry and I do. We do pray and we keep God and Christ because we're Christians, number one. But whatever your faith is, keep the higher power in between. And I'll keep that positive vibe, that positive love. I've heard people say you marry your best friend. One thing that I like about T.D. Jakes and his wife, he talks about how their core is friendship. And that's something that, you know, Terry and I was longtime friends, and that's something that he and I like to maintain, that we have that true love and friendship within us, elevating to, you know, a higher partnership in love and in life. Then I always hear, and sometimes husbands say she's always right. Then I hear give and take. So I think that would be an interesting topic when we're talking about relationships. I remember Wednesdays we used to really like to vote. Wednesdays to like relationship and dating and sex and all of that good stuff. But we'll play by ear, come back better than before. So I'm super excited. So it really does look like finally we would get back to where we can interact with one another through calls in the chat room and you know, now it's extended to Facebook Live and Instagram stories and all that good stuff, and YouTube, and which we should have been doing anyway. And you can find some of my Springer shows on Spotify also. So I need to hook up my Blog Talk Radio shows to like Spotify and Apple and various services. But again, iHeartRadio and all of that. But again, thank you all so much for your love and support. Let's continue to slow the spread and live a loving life alone together. And again, I'm wishing everyone a happy Mother's Day. Congratulations to our graduates. Prayers going out because there's been some horrific stories happening regarding the jogger being murdered by the father and son. I posted a video where a young man running from police was live streaming the police chase, and his murder by police was live streamed. And this happened like yesterday or something. I posted it on my page, but not for the faint of heart, I'm telling you. Because at the end of the live stream, you can hear the police joking about killing this young man. So they're under investigation. So that's going to be another story that's going to be hidden the nation. It should be hidden the nation right now. I was shocked when I seen this video earlier today, and I reshared it. But I meant to. I should have warned people. If you're faint at heart, you can't take this. So we definitely must keep each other in our prayers and all. And remember to visit SBA.gov. And those of you that apply for home loans and homeowners and renters loans with SBA, you must register with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to obtain a FEMA registration ID number by calling 1-800-621-3362 prior to applying for the SBA loan when you go to the SBA.gov website. And if you need to fill out any documents and mail to SBA, the mailing address is U.S. Small Business Administration Processing and Disbursement Center, 14925 Kingsport Road in Fort Worth, Texas. Yay! 761-552-243. The number is 1-800-659-2955. It's 1-800-659-2955. You email disastercustomerservice@sba.gov. Disastercustomerservice@sba.gov is the email address. Okay? But when you go to sba.gov, you will see at the PPP info, the EIDL info. So, you know, check out their website. But if you apply for the homeowner's insurance, you got to get in touch with FEMA first. Okay? So I thank you all for your love and for your support and your awesome listenership. If you're a new listener or you've been listening since the premiere on March 21st, 2011, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Remember, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Shout out wherever she is, one of my Hines Community College professors who used to be a buyer for MacRae's. She's a graduate of USM, and she was an awesome retail fashion buying, fashion merchandising instructor also. She loved to remind us, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So remember that. And it's important for us to know with stimulus checks and income tax and loans and then with cutting pay and hours being cut, we got to learn. In this living this quarantine lifestyle, we got to plan. You know, those of us that love to be spontaneous, at the same time, we got to plan. So if we fail to plan, we plan to fail, and we learn from failure, but we want to be successful, and we definitely want to slow the spread. Shout out to the NBA, the NFL, NBA teams have started back practicing. I think they're limited to like 4 players to practice and no coaches in or something like that. NFL schedule has been released. So the NFL schedule will go on, except for the international games that have been scheduled. And I think it was like 6 games have been scheduled to be played internationally. But all of the USA-based games will go as planned, and the schedules have been released also. And if I'm not mistaken, the Cowboys played the Rams on their first game, and it was going to be interesting. I've been hearing talk about the Saints and the Bucks. How that game is going to be an interesting game. But all of those first games in the first week is going to be amazing. I love preseason games too. Some people could care less about preseason games. But big shout out to all the fellow sports fans also. So, again, thank you all. Happy Mother's Day, Mama's Day, Mom Day, Mom Day weekend. Thank you to all the listeners and those that are the top five, USA, UK, Morocco, China, and Kenya. Well, it's USA, UK, Kenya, I think, well, China, and then Morocco. And then all listeners from villages to small towns to big city lights. Thank you all for your love and your support. Big shout out to Big D, my friends in Texoma, Minneapolis, California, New York, in the Midwest, in Brazil. What's up, Vincent? To the James Franco Project Group. Big shout out to the moderators and the members. Big shout out to the Creative Artists Network of Group Chat. Some of my friends love to chat and share information. Big shout out to Melanie Lynn Addison of Oxford Film Festival, Crossroads Film Society. There's a screening going on, online screening of films. The festival will be in November this year. I was not actively involved last year, but it's been fun, always been supportive, and then being active the years I have been. A couple years I was the Mississippi Music Video Showcase Coordinator. That was 2017, 2018. And this year would be the Big 20. And instead of being in April, and it's, I guess that was good thinking to plan it for the fall, so it would be in the fall. So I guess festivals and all, hopefully, at least on a smaller scale, can resume soon, I hope. I would like to think that maybe on a smaller scale, but that's what I've been finding a way to do things online. Like Melanie today, she's been sharing panel discussions, and the Oxford Film Festival have been doing some awesome creative ways of keeping everybody, the community, and filmmakers and movie buffs involved in the process. And like I said, Crossroads Film Festival have, you know, been, you know, letting people know you can help with the screening process of selecting films for the festival. So, you know, just a big shout out. I myself need to get busy on a documentary about Georgetown within the city of Jackson, and I want to turn it into a series and do documentaries on various neighborhoods. But again, thank you all for your love and support. It's been amazing. Let's continue flowing the spread and spreading love and believing and having faith. God bless. Again, happy Mother's Day. And thank you for supporting and listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report right here at blogtalkradio.com. A big shout out to the blogtalkradio.com staff also to keep in touch and keep encouraging me. Get your show back to a regular schedule. So thank you all for your love and support. I'm glad you all like and love the support, love the show. Thank you and God bless. You've been listening to the Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Beachum. Big shout out to you, Terry, and all mamas out there. Love you.